I'm Mark Mallett. Welcome back to the Now Word for February 23rd, 2016. We're into day 12 now of our Lenten retreat, and today I want to meditate on docility. To prepare the way of the Lord, the prophet Isaiah again entreats us to make the road straight, the valleys lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. In day 8, we meditated on humility, leveling those mountains of pride. But the evil brothers of pride are the foothills of ambition and self-will, and the bulldozer of these is humility's sister, meekness. Popular preacher and English Dominican, the late Father Van, described probably how many of us feel. I know I certainly feel this way. He says, "Good people worry again because they say, I never become any better. I go on week after week and year after year committing the same sins, being equally unsuccessful at my attempts at prayer, never apparently becoming any less selfish, never apparently drawing any nearer to God." Are they so sure? Asked Father Van. What they ought to ask themselves is, do I equally go on week after week and year after year doing the same hard things for God, keeping for His sake the many other commandments that are often hard for me, going doggedly on trying to pray, going doggedly on trying to help other people? And if the answer is yes, then they should know that whatever the surface appearances and disappointments may be, love is growing within them. You know, that's a wonderful word of encouragement. But of course, none of us is content with those persistent weeds in our life, those sins that keep breaking the soil of our peace. I remember years ago how the Lord delivered me in an instant from a sin of lust. But I've also been praying and struggling for years with other faults, wondering at times why the Lord doesn't seem to help me. To be honest, while the Lord doesn't will for me to sin, I think He does permit me to carry these weaknesses so that I will depend on Him more and more. You know, I often receive letters, people thanking me for my writings and such, and sometimes there's strong words of praise, but often those words, they just bounce right off of me because of these weaknesses, because I see truly who I am, that without the Lord, I'm nothing. You know, I think of St. Paul who wrote, "Therefore, that I might not become too elated, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness.'" In fact, many of those stubborn faults and venial sins are because we resist the thorns. That is, we are not meek. We are not docile to the will of God, which sometimes comes in the distressing disguise of suffering. Yes, we may be humble, readily admitting our faults, but we cannot forget the foothills of self-will and selfish ambition. That is, the attachment to my way, my desires, my plans. Because in truth, when my ways, desires, and plans are frustrated, if I'm not meek, which is to be docile to both the blessings and crosses, this is most often when those stubborn sins poke through. Anger, impatience, irritability, compulsion, defensiveness, and so forth. It's not that I've not taken these faults to confession enough, or not prayed enough about them, or done enough novenas, rosaries, or fasts. It's that the Father is trying to show me something even more necessary, the need for docility, for His will, despite all appearances, is my food. One of my favorite passages is from Sirach chapter 2. It says, "My child, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Cling to Him. Do not leave Him, that you may prosper in your last days. Accept what happens to you. In periods of humiliation, be patient. For in fire gold is tested, and the chosen in the crucible of humiliation. Trust in God, and He will help you. Make your way straight, and hope in Him." That is, be meek. And to be meek takes strength and courage. There's nothing wimpy about meekness. Jesus and Our Lady perfectly demonstrate what this quality looks like. She was a 15-year-old girl, betrothed to a wonderful man, perhaps dreaming of a big family, a brown picket fence, and a 2-camel garage, and suddenly the angel Gabriel turns her whole life upside down. And Mary's response? May it be done to me according to your word. Jesus Christ our Lord, dripping literally in blood, sweat, and tears in Gethsemane, cries out, My Father, if it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done. That's what meekness looks like, brothers and sisters, and it defined their entire lives from beginning to end. When Jesus said or did things that Mary didn't understand, she didn't throw a fit, but it says in Luke she kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And when Jesus sought sleep or solitude, only to be interrupted by the crowds, he didn't scorn or push them away in anger. Instead, you can almost hear him whisper, Not my will, Father, but yours be done. Here again, as I said in day 2, the wound of original sin, a lack of trust in the Father, shows itself through when self-will and ambition take over. My way, my desires, my plans, even if it's as small as wanting to lie down for a minute when your wife suddenly calls you to change a poopy diaper. But Jesus shows us another way. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? The ones who, like Mary or Jesus, are ready to say, Your way, your desires, your plans, Heavenly Father. Such a soul flattens the foothills and makes a path for the Lord to be formed in the soul. In summary, docility to God's will, in whatever form it comes, prepares the soul to inherit the earth, that is, the kingdom of God. It says in Matthew 11, Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves.